about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was too. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Monday morning cracks. To be an A student. Yeah.
Yeah!
Cheers! And we are back with another special for everybody. This is the Wednesday edition of the Runner and Gunner Show, and we are back with a great, great one because this one features all the greatest R&B artists of all time.
Of all time.
Since we began 2022, barely right now, we're going to start narrowing it down from when R&B began until right this very second. So we hope everybody's out there being safe on your drives and, you know, caught in that traffic. I'm sorry that you caught drivers like everybody knows. But besides that traffic, we got to talk about some cool stuff. And we got some cool things for you. So our listeners, keep on listening to the Runner Gunner Show 2022.
Yeah.
First special of the year.
Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers, keep on preaching.
Preach. And yeah, reach your students. And everybody be studious to what we're about to tell you guys. So R&B began way back in a long time ago. Actually, it began maybe back
tell
in
us,
the jazz
runner.
Days. I don't know the
what
exact
is the
day
first existence
when it started
of R&B.
I think when
recorded media,
when there was a
or any media.
So a long time ago, a guy named Man found a rock. He beat that rock on another rock. He found a stick and started playing a tune, and it went. After he played that tune, he went, oh. And then America was created. So R&B was originally created in America, as we all know. And these days, R&B is a major thing going on. It's a major factor. Everybody knows what R&B is.
Back?
It's humongous. R&B was the biggest thing, and it got big later on. So this was like, you know, 1 million billion BC when the first man walked Earth. He grabbed a rock, and he just started beating, and making that noise that you guys previously heard. And that was the noise that happened.
That beat still exists today.
And it still exists, and they still use it on many, many R&B songs that had made it to the big time. But we're going to go fast forward many, many, many hundreds of thousand years to the R&B days of the beginning, which were probably in the 50s, and in the 50s there were big groups like the Del Vikings, Bo Diddley, Wilbert Harrison, Dan Gardner, Champion Jack Dupree, and many others that were going with the slow jams, you know, Little Bob and the Lollipops, I Got Loaded. They made, that was a great one way back when, and Let's Get High. We can't forget Let's Get High by Roscoe Gordon, which was another great one. And I Ain't Drunk by Jimmy Liggins. He was amazing in that one. You know, Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett was one of the guys who actually started everything. Wilson Pickett is going way back. And yeah, let's give him a little bit of flavor of some Wilson Pickett.
This is called Let's Get High by Roscoe Gordon.
Oh, yeah. We're we're gonna have a real good time. Oh, yeah. Right on.
Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett, the man himself.
This is who? What is Wilson Pickett? What did he have to do with R&B?
And so he made this one. He made Midnight Hour. He made so many tracks. He was one of the first ones that were creating R&B back then. We cannot forget the Del Vikings. The Del Vikings were amazing. They made the Vikings, first big hit. And everybody
they also sing doo-wop.
They sing doo-wop. They sing R&B.
R&B.
They created so many things. But Wilson Pickett was, The Midnight Hour was his biggest hit. This is his second biggest hit. So, I mean, there were so many tracks out there that were amazing. And so doo-wop was kind of, you know, barbershop to doo-wop. R&B is what really came off of that. It kind of branched off of that. And then it really began in the late 50s, early 60s. A lot of people were doing it. Everybody was acapelloing. It started, well, a lot of people say that it started in Motown. So Motown started in the late 50s. It was created by the greatest groups you could ever hear. And your ears will be amazed by what they sound like. And everybody would just jump for joy and feel the greatness.
Yeah, I definitely especially want to feel all the greatness that is available.
So let's go a little bit down more to the early 60s. We got the Temptations. We got Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Wilson Pickett was still there.
Yeah, Wilson Pickett was there. The Midnight Hour came out before them.
And then
Wilson
the 50s song was from the 50s, and this 50s. One's from the 60s.
You could even say that Richie Valens was part of it with Old Donna, because that can be considered R&B because of the slowness and the romanticness. So Richie Valens is part of it. Even Buddy Holly could have tried to get a little piece of the pie also. But they were mainly rock and roll guys. But there was strictly R&B, then there was the rock and roll crossover, which happened even back then that people didn't really recognize, but it was happening. So R&B guys were singing rock and roll. Rock and roll guys wanted to be R&B guys. Things were just escalating from the best to the greatest.
Oh, yeah, and you could even argue that the Beatles sang R&B in some of their songs.
Oh, yeah, they did. You Really Got a Hold on Me, which was sung by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, a well-known R&B group. And really they got a hold on me. So Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, Little Stevie Wonder, as they called him back when he was first coming out, R&B, Mary Wells, the Supremes, all these groups are doing it way back when. Marvin Gaye was one of the early ones, but I mean, Stevie Wonder was only about, 15 when he first started? So things were getting big, and they're only getting larger in the R&B game. And this was in the 60s. But after this, we're going to tell you more about R&B, how much bigger it got, how much bigger it will get in the future.
All right. We're coming back to the Runner and Gunner Show, and we're going to be talking about a whole lot more R&B.
We've gone through the 50s, the 60s. We still got the 70s cover. We got the 80s cover. We got the 90s, and we got the current to cover.
Katy Perry? Is she R&B? After these commercial breaks.
Why are you so offensive?
Mr. X.
Who is Mr. X?
No one knows.
How come he keeps taunting us with his advertisements? He pays for this. Who is he?
We want to know. Do you guys know? Who knows?
Anyways, continue with the 70s,
back to the
80s,
R&B.
And 90s of the R&B generation.
The R&B generation. So we've got through, who did we forget? We forgot Al Green from the 60s. Chicago. We forgot Chicago from the 80s. I mean, did you
Chaka
say Chicago?
Chaka Khan. R&B.
Let me rock Chicago Khan. Yeah, Chicago Khan rocked it back in the 60s. 70s. Also, late 60s.
Yeah.
No, wait, 70s.
80s.
And 80s. But she started off in the 70s. She was a Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Back in the 70s. Pretty much.
And yeah. Dionne Warwick. Forgot about her. I mean, there's a lot of people that did so much music.
Diana Ross,
so many
once
great
again.
Things.
We love Diana Ross here at the Runner and Gunner Show.
We love Diana Ross.
And if you watch the show enough, you would know that we always talk about Diana Ross.
And a little thing came out that was trying to like be like R&B. Yeah. It was called soft rock. And some of that soft rock was actually pretty much a branch of R&B.
70s
So that
R&B.
70s soft rock was actually 70s Soul R&B Train. As well. Soul Train came out in the 70s.
Yep. Who's the host?
And Don Cornelius, Mr. Don Cornelius himself. He was the legend. The legend of Don Cornelius was great. He introduced so many bands. Oh, we forgot. Here we go. The Stylistics were one of the best bands of all time. You Make Me Feel Brand New. A bunch of other songs. You Are
you
Everything.
Brand new.
You Are Everything.
You
know,
Are Everything.
And there was
everything.
There was the Temprees with Break Up to Make Up. You know, all these oldies and R&B are all the same. They all came in together.
Stylistics.
When a man loves a woman.
Stylistics.
The Delphonics. I forgot about the greatest To me, that's my favorite group of all time from R&B is the Delfonics, who sing La La Means I Love You. La 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 means I love you. Everyone knows that one, and that's a great one. They also sing Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time. See, they have so many hits out there, and the Delfonics are also amazing. They were the forefathers too. The Stylistics, who came out in the 70s. The Stylistics are one of the greatest bands of all time, in my opinion. And they have so many hits out there that they have their greatest hit song. Let's just throw one on real quick. Okay, that's the Rascals of Groovin'. But hey, that was also considered R&B song. Who said
English couldn't sing R&B?
They could get down too. But they weren't. I mean, America has much more soul than them. But hey, they found their soul as well. And so yeah, the Stylistics did write another chapter in R&B. They just took it over. Mr. Al Green came out, and of course he took it over for a while as a solo artist. Speaking of other solo artists, who cannot forget the great and late Barry White. Barry White kicked some major butt in the R&B scales. Marvin Gaye did start off in the 60s, but he exploded in the 70s with Let's Get It On. Oh baby, Let's Get It On.
What about Betty Wright?
Betty Wright was cool. She got, oh, we forgot, the godfather of soul himself, James Brown. James Brown is 60s, 70s, 80s.
Douglas Morrison 90s. Brown.
James Brown was so huge that he was even in a Rocky movie. Now, how much bigger can you be than that?
Wow.
Papa's got a brand new bag, and Papa always had a brand new bag when it was up to James Brown. You know, Betty Wright herself was great. And so let's get a little taste and flavor.
You know, Betty Wright just died. She's 99 years old.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. It's so sad. Roberta Flack. Roberta Flack. Respect. She did her thing. Yeah. We love. There's so many groups. I miss so many of you guys. And I'm so sorry if I didn't mention you. 60s also. You know, 70s. Yeah, I love all that stuff, man. Like, all that stuff influenced me throughout my life. I grew up listening to tons and tons of R&B and soul music. It's the best. It's the best. And there's so much more to talk about. 80s. In this category.
Let's talk about 80s R&B exclusively for
80s. Me. Okay. Well, you cannot start off the 80s without bringing up Chaka Khan. Like I said earlier, Chaka Khan came in strong in the early 80s. Chaka Khan started off, and she had a little niece named Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
And Whitney Houston, they kind of made it kind of a pop and soul type of deal, but man, Whitney Houston kicks a major button. Everybody knows how great she was.
I know that lady.
She was the hit girl, but we'll talk more about her in the 90s. Just like Mariah Carey, she was great. She started in the late 80s. We're going to talk about more of her in the 90s also. But here we go. Let's get some more of that 80s flavor in here. That sounds like Miss Diana Ross herself. Is that her?
That's her.
Yeah, see, Miss Diana Ross never stops. And there was much more legendary groups that were in the making at the time. Everybody was getting down. Oh, we forgot about Bobby Brown. But Bobby Brown came up from a group called, what were they called?
The Jackson 5.
Yeah. His little boy group was, oh, we forgot. We didn't even mention the Jackson 5. Oh, my God. That's a 70s group. That was back
in the 50s.
One of the greatest groups. We forgot about them. And, yeah, we forgot about Candy Girl and the Jackson 5 and Candy Girl. No, but Bobby Brown's group back then, New Edition, with New Edition, this is a New Edition Branch Boy, and Johnny Gill, Keith Sweat, don't forget, Keith Sweat's one of the greatest. He also came back in the 80s, Make It Last Forever, and the whole Keith Sweat album was dope. A lot of good stuff coming out back then. All they did was make classics. From now, we look forward, and all we see classics. Is how much better they did than the New Age, but we're not in the New Age yet. We're still in the 80s. Who else
we're
came out?
We're still in the age of flying cars and Doc.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better, and it never got worse. It only improves. So everybody, out there, if you guys got your personal groups that we missed from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or now, you guys got to email us at therunnerandgunnershow.com. At gmail.com.
Yeah, therunnerandgunnershow at gmail.com.
So, as we're...
We've been getting so many emails.
We're getting out of these 80s and so we're creeping up into the 9000s, 9,000 millions. So now we know the 90s came back. I think the 90s was like more of a comeback. What do you think, Gunner? I think they kind of...
I'd say the 90s was...
A comeback for R&B, right?
A nice downward slope of the pickety peak of music, and especially R&B, especially rock and roll. After that, it's been on the way down.
Yeah, I actually think that it was the last of the greatness.
Yeah,
I would say it was the last greatness.
The 80s was the greatest.
And then the 90s, it was a little bit greater.
Then the 80s was on the decline already.
Yeah, true. But then after the 90s, anyways, so the 90s R&B, we got Aaliyah, we've got Jodeci, we've got High Five, Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk, Hey Mr. DJ,
Janet Jackson
in the 80s and 90s. I forgot about Paula Abdul from the 80s and 90s.
Everybody, we got to take another commercial break. We'll be
right back with more 80s, 90s, and current R&B greatness after these commercial breaks. And we're back. As for the current R&B, I don't know too much about it, but I know that the old R&B from the 60s, 70s, and 90s and currently is not the same as it used to be, but they need to work on it, so they have to work, because now it is time for the
2-Minute Rundown! Runner, what is up?
Yeah, so the Raiders play this weekend against the Chargers for a humongous game that is going to happen.
Yes.
It playoff indications. Whoever wins goes to the playoffs. Whoever loses goes home.
Yes!
But what about wrestling and what's been going on in the world of wrestling?
So Tecate the Bunny just splattered brains all over the ring and did backflips that didn't break tables.
Whoa.
You want to watch it on AEW, which is... going a lot.
So is this true? So she splattered somebody. Whoa! So something happened. She splattered somebody's brain open or something like that.
Yep. And Hangman Page also won the championship from Daniel Bryan tonight. And Brock Lesnar also won the championship at the one WWE event. And also Roman Reigns has got the Roman again.
Man. Again, Roman Reigns. Come on, you got to break out of it.
And Chargers, I'm sorry, you are going to lose.
Oh, man, it's going to be a tough game.
Raiders are going to win.
It's in Las Vegas, so everybody tune in Sunday night. This Sunday coming up, it's going to be a good one. Everybody's going to be watching. Whether you're from Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Los Santos, wherever you're from, you're going to be watching it.
Los Angeles, Oakland, California. If you're watching the Raiders versus Dodgers, then you're probably going to see.
In the wrong station.
The Raiders are going to win.
They're going to throw a no-hitter.
They're
going
to do it. It's a no-hitter. They're going to field goal putts and putt field goals.
Yeah.
And everything in between because of the Raiders, and they're going to do it. Los Angeles is.
And just like every episode, we want everybody to score in a good way about whatever your goal is going for. We want you to score that goal and just go ahead and be great and
score.
Be the best person that you can be.
And be great.
In your mind or outside your mind or wherever you may be. Become that person who is great.
Be the great one.
And try to improve your life.
We know that it is
Monday.
Wednesday.
Wait.
Monday morning cracked and it was a Wednesday? It's Wednesday,
Lord,
everybody.
Pump of the day.
Have yourself a merry, jolly New Year's.
Happy New Year, everybody, because this is the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the new Running Good era.
Yes, and we'll find out who Mr. X is pretty soon. But apparently he's offending a lot of people.
He is getting people
pissed off. People don't like it.
People do not like him, and neither do Running Gunner, honestly. But, I mean, he's here, and he's around, and Uncle Lenny is still around. He'll be around throughout the show, throughout the seasons. Well, he'll be coming in and out in our studios sometime.
Uncle Lenny!
Yeah, he's around. And so things are just going to improve in life. And we're going to get better and better throughout the Runner Gunner Show every season. And every episode
Stay is greater Stay safe out there, everybody. Great. Have a great day. And let everything that is great ever happen to you in your electricity.
Yeah. Runner Gunner.